This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد. So this is the third season of the Al-Bina course or series of lectures where we cover three main topics, Aqeedah and the Fiqh and the Seerah. Every Monday we hold the Aqeedah class. So previously we covered various topics under the subject of Aqeedah, and we continue in this third season with the same series of lectures covering some additional topics related to Aqeedah. And today's topic is the belief in Allah's existence. This is a topic that is very common nowadays, and not only some Muslims have doubts in Allah's existence, in fact some have even left the religion of Islam because of the shubuhat, because of the doubts that have been instilled in their mind, or I should say the shubuhat that have been whispered in their mind. And unfortunately, this fitna is fast growing, which is known as atheism. Atheists, those who deny the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala based on not any evidence at all, rather all based on shubuhat and the doubts. And when they are encountered with some clear-cut evidences, the answer is, that's it, this is how it happens. So according to them, everything happens automatically. So this whole universe came into existence without a creator. The heavens and the earth and the sea, the sun, moon, stars, everything came into existence by itself, as well as human beings. And this is something that does not appeal the nature of human being. Believing in the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or believing in the existence of a creator, it is something that is part of the natural instinct of a human being. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Fitrat Allah, allati fatara an-nasa 'alayha." The fitrah upon which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the mankind, Allah created the human beings. لا تبديل لخلق الله. There is no change in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No change in the creation of Allah means the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the things, no one could create differently. No one could create any change. For example, Allah created the heavens. No one is able to change the creation of the heavens or the earth or the sea or the sun or the moon or the mountain. Likewise, human being. You may say that human beings are different. Every individual is different. No doubt they are different, but they have some limitations. For example, An insan, a human being, has to grow to a certain height. What stops a human being to grow longer or taller than the certain height? If a person came into existence by himself or herself, what stops the person to grow further, to go taller? Why we don't see common human beings having three hands? Why can't a human being have two faces? Why can't a normal human being have four eyes, four ears, two nose? What stops them? If everything came into existence by itself, then what stops them? These limitations and this particular form or shape itself is an evidence that they have been created by a creator. Someone is there who has created them. And this is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has highlighted in the Quran in many ayat, in many surahs. And those who have doubts with regards to the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as he said, they are only doubts. There are no any evidence. They may say we have some scientific evidences. But on the other hand, there are more than one or more than the evidences they have. There are other evidences that prove the existence of the Creator, Allah Dhul Jalali wal Ikram. There are so many intellectual or rational evidences that prove the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who have shubuhat, those who have doubts with regards to the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the common shubuha or the doubt is that where in the Quran is written that Allah exists? Is there any ayah? Is there any clear-cut evidence in the Quran? The answer is that there are some ayat, but if you were to contemplate and reflect on the meaning and the translation of those ayat. Secondly, yes, there are only few ayat that discuss the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but vast majority of the ayat, I should say, one third of the entire Quran focuses on the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Quran does not focus much on the existence of Allah, rather it focuses on the oneness of Allah, on the tawheed of Allah. Why? Because the existence or believing or belief in the existence of Allah is something that is part of the natural instinct. This is part of the fitrah. A person, any human being who is born and he grows up, they ask questions about the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who have doubts, I'm talking about those who have doubts. Them asking those questions or raising those doubts or raising questions based on those doubts, it itself is an evidence that their fitrah invites them to believe in the Creator. That is why they have all these evidences. That is why they have all these doubts and shubuhat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran in Surah Ar-Rum, "Fitrat Allahi allati fatara an-nas 'alayha." And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has confirmed that. He said, "Ma min mawludin illa wa yuladu 'ala al-fitra. Fa abawahu yuhawwidanihi aw yunassiranihi aw yumajjisanihi." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "There is no human being, there is no insan that is born except he and she is born on fitrah. And then later, his environment, his parents, and the people who groom him or her, they are the one who change his religion. That is why the religion of Islam is called the religion of fitrah. Fitrat Allah. Fitrat Allah. The fitrah of Allah. The fitrah that Allah created the human beings on is the fitrah of Islam. And Islam is based on what? Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believing in one God. And this is something that Allah has discussed in the Quran. For example, in Surah Al-Anbiya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says لو كان فيهما آلهة إلا الله لفسدتا. If there were more than one God in this universe, the whole system will go wrong. ما اتخذ الله من ولد وما كان معه من إله إذا لذهب كل إله بما خلق ولا على بعضهم على بعض. Allah says, Allah did not take a child, and there is no any ilah, any God besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If there was another God, if there was one more God, لَذَهَبَ كُلُّ إِلَهٍ بِمَا خَلَقٍ. Ilah one, God one, would create something, ilah two would create something else. And then, who would decide who has more power? Because both of them can't be equal. وَلَا عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ. If one has more power than the other, then the one who has less power, how can he be God and ilah then? He has limited power. God and ilah should be someone who has unlimited power and authority over everything. If one has less power than the other, then it shows that there is only one God. And this is one of the evidences that we present to the Christians, those who believe in Trinity. They say Allah has a son, Isa. Na'udhu billahi min thalik. So they say that the Father God and the Son God, okay, do they have the similar level of power and authority? No, the Father God has more authority. Then it means the son that you believe or you call a son God, he does not have a power or he has limited. Then the one who created, he is actually ilah. If he is ilah, if he is the creator, then he is the one who deserves our worship. And if he deserves our worship, then why other ilah and other gods deserve our worship? Why do we need to worship? So this is how Quran has discussed this matter. لَوْ كَانَ فِيهِمَا آلِهَةٌ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَفَسَدَتَ. If there were more than, if there are many gods in the heaven and the earth, the whole system will corrupt, will flop, because it cannot work. You cannot have two individuals running the system of any country, both of them have the same power. Have you ever heard that there are two prime ministers in one country, two presidents in one country? Yeah, there is always opposition. One may take over the chair, one may take over the other, but both of them cannot have equal power and authority. How can this whole universe run smoothly? Not for a day or two, for millions of years. Every single day the sun comes out, sun rises and sun sets, moon comes out and goes down. And every single day you have a day and night, and sometimes days are longer than night, or sometimes vice versa. All of this is the evidence that there is a creator. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has discussed in many ayat of the Quran. In many. And this is what we are going to discuss inshallah next week with regards to Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. Because this is the first step that you understand that there is a creator. Going back to the doubts of those who do not believe in the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the common doubt is that who created Allah then? If Allah is a creator, who created Allah? And for us, the Muslims, those who believe in the Quran and in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has addressed this question. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you keep asking and raising questions about the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, starting from the qadr of Allah. And then you end up asking or raising this question, who created Allah? The simple answer for us, the believers, those who believe in the Quran, in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that you stop at that point. As soon as shaitan whispers in your mind, who created Allah? That's it. Say, A'udhu billah, and try to get rid of that doubt from your mind. But for those who do not believe in the Quran, those who do not believe in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for them the answer is that you tell us who created, who could have created Allah. If we say the way you believe that everything came into existence by itself, what if we say that Allah came into existence by himself? Then what? How can you deny that? They have no evidence to deny. On the other hand, if we say someone created Allah, na'udhu billahi min dhalik, then who created? The one who created Allah. And this is something that can lead and unlimited, you know, it continue. You will have to believe, you have to believe that there is a creator who is not created. And the one who is created cannot be creator. That is why Allah says in the Quran, in Surah At-Tur, أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ أَمْ هُمُ الْخَالِقُونَ أَمْ خَلَقُوا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ بَلْ لَا يُوقِنُونَ أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ. Have the human beings been created from nothing? And how is it possible for anything to come into existence from nothing? You name a thing in this, in anything that you have in your possession. This laptop, this mic, this table, chair, anything. Can you prove that all of this came into existence by itself? No. You would never say that. Rather, you believe that someone created, someone made them. That is why it is reported that someone raised this question to Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah. And he replied and he said, what if I say to you that there was a tree came into existence by itself, and then the tree itself fell down, and the tree itself was chopped into pieces of wood, and those pieces of wood came together by themselves, and they took the form of a ship. And then once the ship was made, or the ship came into existence by itself, the ship itself went into the sea. And then it traveled for a long journey, and then the ship came back. And the ship was loaded with the stuff by itself, and the ship came back by itself. Would you believe in that? He said, no. How can it be possible? It cannot happen. He said, one single ship cannot come into existence by itself. How can this whole universe come into existence by itself? And it is also narrated in another narration that Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, he had a debate with an atheist, someone who did not believe in the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the time was agreed, the place was agreed, and Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, he was late. He was late for the appointed time. And when he came late, the opposite side, the atheist, he asked him, you Muslim, you do not, you know, stick to your time, and you are late. Why were you late? Abu Hanifa said, actually, I was far away, and I had no means to travel to this place. Then all of a sudden, a ship came into existence in front of me. And then I traveled, and the ship by itself moved. And this is how I traveled. And he said, you know, how is it possible? No, you're lying. He said, if I'm lying, then you are lying as well. That this whole universe came into existence by itself without a creator. Allah says, أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ أَمْ هُمُ الْخَالِقُونَ. Have they been created by themselves or without anything? Now, there are only two possibilities. Either something comes into existence by a maker, by a creator, or it comes to an existence by itself. If it comes into existence by itself, then what is the evidence and how is it possible? Now, on reasoning or rationale, how is it possible for something to come into existence? And more than how, why? Why something came into existence? There must be a reason. This mouse has been created for a reason. Laptop has been created for a reason. Microphone has been created for a reason. Table has been made for a reason. But this whole universe came into existence without a creator and without a reason. A human being came into existence without a creator, without a reason. How is it possible? Everything that you enjoy in this life come into existence for a reason. But your own self existence has no reason. Allah says, أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Do you believe or do you think that you have been created without a purpose? Rather, human beings are created for a purpose, for a reason. And the reason Allah has told us in the Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. So, for something, for you to say that something comes into existence without a reason, this does not make sense. And if you say, yes, there is a reason, who is going to define the reason? Obviously, someone who makes something, he is the one who defines the reason. And if a human being came into existence by a creator, then the creator is the one who has defined the reason. And the reason is, as Allah says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. And if you say that human being came into existence without a reason, then next question is, why human being die? What is the reason? Why can't they live forever in this life? Why can't they live forever? If something came into existence by itself, what stops them? And what is the reason that they leave this dunya? What stops them from living forever? Why someone dies at the age of 40, 50, 60, 70? And another question is, what if someone does not want to die, but they still die? Someone, especially those who do not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are always afraid of death. The true believer is never scared of death. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has confirmed, the true believer always loves meeting Allah dhul jalal wa ikram. Man ahabba liqa'a Allah ahabba Allah liqa'a. But those who do not believe in Allah, they do not want to leave this dunya. Why? What is the reason? If they came into existence without a reason, why they would leave this dunya without a reason? أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ. Have they been created from nothing? أَمْ هُمُ الْخَالِقُونَ. Or the other possibility is that they themselves are the Khaliq. So this is another point. If you say that something came into existence without a creator, in other words, you are saying that that particular object is the creator of itself. Human being came into existence by himself, an insan, a man came into existence by himself, means that he created himself. Then it means you do believe in a creator. You do believe in a creator. You do not believe in one creator, rather you believe in countless creators. And how can there be a countless creators and all of them, they agree on something with regards to the shape and the form of human being. As he just said at the start, that why person A has two hands, a person B cannot have three hands. Because person one came into existence, basically, the person one created himself and the person B created himself as well. Why both of them have two hands? Why person B can't have three? Person C have four hands. Person D have five hands. Why? This all is an evidence that there is one creator. It is one created who has created the human beings, and he is the one who created the heavens and the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, in the story of Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, that Fir'aun did not deny the existence of Allah. Rather, he claimed to be Allah, along with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam gave him da'wah, he said, as Allah said in the Quran, قَالَ فِرْعَوْنُ وَمَا رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. What is and who is رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ? Because Musa alayhi salatu wasalam called him to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he raised this question. As it's mentioned in another ayah in Surah Taha, he said, فَمَرْ رَبُّكُمَا يَا مُوسَى. Who is your Rabb? Who is your Lord, O Musa? And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam gave an evidence. He said, رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا. The Rabb and the Creator and the Lord of the heavens and the earth. This was the strongest and the biggest evidence that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam presented before Fir'aun. And this is the evidence that Allah has repeatedly mentioned in the Quran. The people of Mecca during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they never denied the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, they said that Allah is the one who has it. They always believed in a higher power, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they said Allah has divided his authority and he has distributed his authorities amongst various gods. He has given the authority to so-and-so to give children. He gave authority to so-and-so to provide provision and rizq and to grant barakah. So this is what they believed in. They never refused, they never denied the existence of Allah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made his tawheed al-rububiyyah, that if you believe that Allah is the one, he's alone, he's the one who created the heavens and the earth, then this is an evidence that he himself alone deserves your worship. And that is, as I said, we're going to discuss inshallah next week, Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا إِن كُنْتُم مُوقِنِينَ. My Lord, my Rabb is the Rabb of the heavens and the earth, إِن كُنْتُم مُوقِنِينَ, if you have yaqeen, if you have certainty. Meaning, you have to have certainty in believing that the heavens and the earth were created by your Creator. And the same thing Allah has repeated in Surah Tur when He said, أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ أَمْ هُمُ الْخَالِقُونَ أَمْ خَلَقُوا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ بَلْ لَا يُوقِنُونَ. Have they been created from nothing? Or they are the creator of themselves? Or have they created the heaven and the earth? Then Allah says, بَلْ لَا يُخْنُونَ. But the reality is that they have no certainty. Rather, they have their belief in based on all the doubts. And this is what Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said to Fir'aun, إِن كُنْتُم مُوقِنِينَ, if you have yaqeen. Then Fir'aun said to the people around him, he said, قَالَ لِمَنْ حَوْلَهُ وَلَا تَسْتَمِعُونَ. Do you not hear what Musa is saying? Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, it's not only the Lord, the Rabb of the heaven and the earth, رَبُّكُمْ وَرَبُّ آبَائِكُمُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. Rather, the Rabb who created the heaven and the earth, he is the same Rabb who created you and your forefathers. رَبُّ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا. He is the Rabb of the east and the west and whatever is in between. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam presented the evidence of this whole universe as evidence for the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the existence of Allah dhul jalal wa ikram. So these are the evidences that the Quran focuses on. Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, believing in one God. And you can believe in one God only if you believe in the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for you to believe in the existence of Allah, you need to look at the science of the universe. You need to look into the science of the universe. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, أَوَلَمْ يَتَفَكَّرُوا مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Why do these people do not ponder and reflect upon themselves. Look at their own body, a particular shape, how they came into existence. مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ وَأَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى. Allah did not create the heavens and the earth and whatever is between except with truth and for a limited period of time, for a specific time. وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِّنَ النَّاسِ بِلِقَاءِ رَبِّهِمْ لَكَافِرُونَ. Verily, vast majority of people deny meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the very first point is that believing in the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is based on the fitrah upon which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the human beings. Every person, every human being naturally believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the question is, how can you confirm that every single human being believes in Allah, in the existence of Allah? This is what the Quran confirms. وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ. When Allah created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah brought and produced from the loins of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam his offspring, and from the offspring, their offspring. And Allah made them witness, ashhadahum ala anfusihim, all of them. Allah asked each one of us whether we remember, we don't. If we don't remember, then the message of the Prophet comes to awaken us, so that those who accept the message, they actually remember what they promised Allah. So Allah asked each one of us, he said, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ, am I not your Lord? قَالُوا بَلَى. All of them said, why not? شَهِدْنَا, we bear witness, we testify that you are our Rabb, you are our Lord, you are our Creator. Then Allah says, أَن تَقُولُوا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنَّا كُنَّا عَنْ هَذَا غَافِلِينَ. So that you should not say on the Day of Judgment that we were unaware that who created us. So that is the fitrah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us on. And this is the reason that people raise these questions about the existence of Allah, and them asking those questions or raising those shubuhat itself is an evidence that they naturally believe in the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then they have those doubts, and those doubts have been whispered in their mind. فِطْرَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي فَطَرَ النَّاسَ عَلَيْهَا. And finally, I would like to recommend those who are interested in this matter to basically study in detail a very good book written by Brother Hamza, what's his name, the one who works for Aira. I think it's Divine Something. Does anyone know the name of the book? Divine Reality, yes. Divine Reality. It's a very good book, alhamdulillah, because all these shubuhat comes from philosophers, based on philosophy. And the way as the philosophy itself is so weak as compared to the evidence of the Quran and the evidence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in the universe. And the very last thing is that I would like to advise those who do not have a strong base or foundation of their belief based on the evidence of the Quran and the Hadith, never ever indulge into discussion with the atheists. And those who have doubts about the existence of Allah, or those who do not believe in the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it can eventually and potentially lead you having doubts about the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For you to have a strong foundation of your belief in the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you need to study the Quran, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and within the umbrella of the Quran and the hadith of Rasulullah sallam, look into the scientific evidences about the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then only you may have discussion with those who have doubts or those who do not believe in the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, for a believer, for Muslim, it does not befit for them to just simply, as unfortunately some of the youth nowadays say, just out of curiosity, I just wanted to know, I just wanted to hear their side. No, before you hear their side, before you get involved into the doubts or hear their doubts, you need to understand the ayat of the Quran. You need to understand the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You need to have that solid foundation. Then only you can tackle this issue. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us protection, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the whispers of shaitan and from the shubuhat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us firm and steadfast on the path of Islam. What do you say to the people who require more knowledge on Islam and question why Allah is used? Okay. The question is, what do you say to people who inquire more knowledge on Islam and question why Allah is used in the as the term He? Okay. If obviously, you know, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used in the Quran, whether the term He or other terms, this is not only term, there are other terms as well. You may raise question about those terms as well. All these terms have been used in order for us to understand. In order for us to understand. Let me give you an example. Allah says in the Quran, one of the attributes of Allah is Alimul Ghaibi wa Shahada. Allah is the knower of the unseen and the present. Just reflect on this word. Alimul Ghaib. Allah is the knower of the unseen. If something is unseen and He knows, does it not contradict? How can it be unseen? If He knows, how can it be unseen? And if it is unseen, how can He be knower? But why it is now once or twice in so many ayat Allah says Alimul Ghaibi wa Shahada. He is the knower of the unseen and the present. The answer is that Allah said unseen for human being. Whatever is unseen for us, He knows. Nothing is unseen for Allah. For Allah, everything is present. Everything is within the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is within the knowledge of Allah. Nothing is unseen for Allah dhul jalal ikram. But Allah used the term Alimul Ghaibi wa Shahada wa Allamul Ghuyub wa Inna Allah Alimul Ghaibi Samawat. All the unseen, wherever the word unseen is used or the word Ghaib is used in the Quran, it is for us to understand. Another example is that Allah says Innama amruhu idha arada shay'an an yaqula lahu kun fayakun. Whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intends to do something, He says kun, be or become, and it comes into existence. Now the question is that Allah, why does Allah need to say kun? That is why some of the mufassirun said that is for us to understand that nothing is impossible for Allah. Inna Allah ala kulli shay'in qadeer. For us to understand, Allah said whenever He intends to do something, He says kun, for us to understand. Whereas in fact, in reality, Allah does not even need to say. Allah is not in need of anything. Allah does not need to even say kun. He intends it happens. So likewise, the term he or huwa in Arabic, whatever, is mentioned for us to understand. Because we human beings, again, we have been created by the Creator, and the one who created us, He created us with limitations. As we have the limitations, we have limited forms of our limbs, the body and everything. Likewise, He gave us limited ability to understand, limited ability to comprehend, limited ability to see, limited ability to hear, limited ability to do something. Everything is limited. And these limitations are also the evidence of the Creator. The one who created us, He is the one who has set those limits for us, those limitations for us. But for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no limit. When we say Allah is Sami and Basir and Alim and Khabir and Hakim without any limit. So since we have limited ability to comprehend and understand, He subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed us according to our ability. According to our ability, that is why He subhanahu wa ta'ala has used these terms. Are there people that remember like the prophets being asked by Allah, am I not your Lord? If you're asking about the question that Allah created, when Allah asked the all the human beings, that obviously the prophets were included in that. Okay. Mentioned Adam alayhi salam. Can you explain how their children came into being? What was the form when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam? To a certain extent, it is mentioned in the hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam and he was 60 cubic long, tall. Okay? And then what was the form of the children of Adam when Allah took that covenant? Allahu a'lam, we do not know. This is something that belongs to the knowledge of the unseen. And we don't have that knowledge. Whatever happened in the past, we don't have the knowledge of it. Whatever is going to happen in the future, we don't have the knowledge of it. Unless and until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals it to us through His prophets. And whatever Allah has revealed to His prophet and the Prophet ﷺ has informed us, we know of that. Other than that, we do not have any knowledge because we have a limited ability to comprehend. How do you explain to someone that their purpose for creation is to worship Allah while also emphasizing the importance of balancing this with their everyday life? Yeah. So in order to fulfill your purpose of creation and how to balance, first of all, we need to define the balance. The problem is that each one of us, we have created our own balance. Someone says, I want to have balance. I want to have balance between my deen and dunya. Okay? My definition of balance is different from your definition of balance. For example, the balance between deen and dunya would be that I must offer 5 daily prayers. I must recite 5 ajza of the Quran every single day. I must wake up for Salat Tahajjud. I must do this, all of that. Yet I'm able to do my daily routine, the worldly matter, deal with my worldly matters as well. This is a perfect balance for me. But for those who do not have the habit of offering 5 daily prayers, if you ask them, their first answer would be, we are so busy at work, we are so busy. How can I space some time? Because their understanding of the balance is different. And this is not a right word to use when you say balance. The one who created us, He is the one who defines the balance for us. And for that balance, He has ordered us to worship Him 5 times a day. Because He is the one who created and He knows how to keep that balance. And the one who created us and He knows our ability, the one who has set our limitation, He is the one who has ordered us to do this. It is only for us to change our mindset. To change our mindset and our attitude towards the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay. A Muslim, you know, is already questioning the qadr of Allah. How can we, the layman, help them? Okay, the matter of qadr, I think, is going to be discussed in one of the classes later, inshallah. Then we'll discuss the qadr, how to understand the qadr and the divine decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, since humans and the way we have been created is an evidence for Allah's existence, how do we understand that there are those who are born with deformities. Basically, those who are born with some kind of disabilities or less abilities or whatever, yeah, for them to be born in that way is itself is an evidence that there is someone who created them. Otherwise, someone who's born with a disability or any kind of, you know, defect in their body, in their limbs, who would want that? Who would want that? No one. And if someone is born with some kind of disability or any, you know, defect in their body or deformation within the body or their form, then this itself is an evidence that Allah is the one who created them. What is the wisdom? We cannot truly understand the wisdom, but there are some reasons that are mentioned that we can derive from the ayat of the Quran as well as the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For example, the parents have a disabled child. It is a trial for them. It's a long-term trial for them. And there are evidence in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that this kind of trial is one of the greatest means for them to attain the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this life for their sins. And not only attain the forgiveness of Allah, rather to attain great reward. And while they are going through this trial of dealing with their disabled child, they Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises their ranks in paradise on the day of judgment. So there are so many other wisdoms, you know, by which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates the human being that way. Okay. Are there people that remember being asked by Allah, I'm not your Lord? Yeah. Are there people that remember being asked by Allah, I'm not your Lord? Yes. Every single believer who believes in the existence of Allah, that belief is the sign that they confirmed that day when Allah created them. That is why they believe in Allah. So every single believer believes in that. Nothing in this world is perfect. Okay. How do you answer someone who says nothing in this world is in perfect order, like natural disasters, and everything is happening in a chaos? Okay, not everything happens in chaos. How many times have you seen the sun coming from the west? How many times have you seen the heavens falling down? How many times have you seen the moon coming to the earth? How can you say everything is in a chaos? It's only limited few things that happens by the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, the one who created, He shows the signs. He shows the signs of His power to us. To believe in His existence, to believe in His power. Okay? We have days, nights, sun, moon, everything. كُلٌّ فِي فَلَكٍ يَسْبَحُونَ. Everything is moving according to the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders them. And nothing moves without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing happens without the permission of Allah dhul jalal ikram. And anything and everything happens in this world by the permission of Allah. See, even the disasters. The disaster, any kind of disaster, natural disaster or any disaster, they happen by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, that is vast topic, that why these disasters happen, what is the wisdom? Based on the ayat of the Quran, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there are so many benefits. We look on the negative side only and we tend to forget all the positives. Okay? And naturally we are inclined towards looking on the negativity, on the negative side, and we tend to forget the positive. And this is something that's natural within human. There are only few human beings who always look on the positive side. Okay? If you are afflicted by a problem, by a difficulty, by a calamity in your life, you will be focusing on that one single calamity and you tend to forget the thousands of the blessings of Allah. Why? Because you focus on negative and you tend to forget all the positives. And this is how, when any disaster happens, we should be looking at the positive side as well, and they are always positive and they are always benefits, inshallah. Okay, inshallah, let's conclude. Is there anyone who would like to ask any question from the floor? Yeah, the brother is saying that Allah has addressed the argument of the atheists in Surah Al-Ankabut. According to my knowledge, Allah addresses the argument of those who associate partners with Allah. مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَوْلِيَاءِ كَمَثَلِ الْعَنْكَبُوتِ. Allah says, those who have taken awliya and the friends besides Allah, or gods besides Allah, Allah says, their peril is like the ankabut, the spider. So it's not talking about the atheists, rather those who associate partners. But as he just explained, those who apparently say they do not believe in the existence of a God or creator, they actually believe in so many creators. When they say every single human being came into existence by himself or herself, basically, in other words, they're saying that they created themselves. So according to them, every human being is the creator of himself or herself. So many partners, so many creators then. Then in this way, you can say, yes, that Allah says in the Quran, كَمَثْرِ عَنْكَبُوتِ اتَّخَذَتْ بَيْتَ وَإِنَّ أَوْهَنَ الْبُيُوتِ لَبَيْتُ الْعَنْكَبُوتِ. The weakest of the houses is the house of the spider. Okay, inshallah. We conclude here. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu.